Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dew, brought to you by Food Bazaar. Download the free Food Bazaar Rewards app today to start earning your way to free groceries. Stephanie from SweetSavoryAndStuff.com is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited because we are staying in pasta salad season.
Yes, yes. We're getting into barbecuing and eating outside and my favorite season. So this one is my lighter Greek-inspired tortellini salad.
Love tortellini.
I know.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm always looking for fun side dishes because I feel like we're always like, you know what, let's just grill some chicken, let's just grill some steak, and then it's always the side dish that kind of makes it more interesting, right?
Yes.
So obviously we're going to boil our tortellini, and then the rest, we're just kind of chopping some veggies and making a dressing to go alongside. We are not dumping in a bottle of Italian dressing.
Dang, sorry. All right.
This is what makes it a little bit lightened up, is that we're tweaking the amount of oil and other stuff that we're using. Okay. The veggies here, we're using cucumber, cherry tomatoes, and red onion, you know, kind of typical, like what you would find in a Greek salad. So we're just chopping them up to bite-sized pieces. Once the tortellini is done cooking, you don't want to overcook it, by the way. We're talking like max 5 minutes, because you know what happens when you overcook tortellini, like the cheese starts oozing out. So definitely keep your eye on the tortellini and do not rinse it when it's done. So you're going to combine all the veggies in with the tortellini. Let the tortellini cool just a little bit. You don't want it piping hot when you add your cucumbers and stuff in, because that's not going to be good either. And then as far as the dressing, we're going to do extra virgin olive oil, some honey, red wine vinegar, salt and pepper, and a little bit of dried oregano. I shake it up in a mason jar to pour on top, and then we're going to finish with some fresh herbs that are very Greek inspired, so fresh dill and parsley.
All right, pasta salad season continues, and what better way to make pasta salad even better than with tortellini?
Yeah.
The more cheese, the better. You can get Steph's full recipe for her lighter Greek inspired tortellini salad at KJOY.com.